Step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas, available in your local grocery store.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Badgers up 11, 5:50 left in the third quarter. Let's check in again with Patrick.
Matt, we talked on the pregame show about the emphasis on finishing games, finishing the season. Part of that is keeping Braylon Allen's pitch count a little low. So far, Chesmalusi 10 carries, Braylon Allen 9. Credit both those guys for being able to kind of share the load and be okay with their role on this team, knowing that there's a long play here. But Chesmalusi certainly being more productive right now. 10 carries for 151. That's a career high for him.
Yep, that 89-yard run in the last possession. Braylon's in there now, out of the pistol, hand off Allen over the left side of the line. He'll crash across the 5 and get to about the 6-yard line on carry number 11 today, or check that, carry number 10 of the day for Braylon Allen. They'll mark it the 6, gain of 3, second down and 7. A terrific punt from Anthony Veneri has the Badgers backed up. They'll stay in the pistol with Allen behind the quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. Mordecai will give it to Braylon again. Up the middle across the 10-yard line and reaches up to the 13. That's the line to gain, and it will be a first down for Wisconsin. 5:10 left in the third quarter, 21-10, the Badgers leading Buffalo.
Yeah, nice job there by Tanner Bordellini of just finishing his block, getting downfield. And Braylon did a really nice job keeping his pads low. And, you know, he's seeing this. That competitive juice is going. He wants to get some touches, catch up with Chez here.
Will Pauling slot right in motion to the left. On first down, Mordecai will hand it to Allen again. Nothing at the point of attack. And, oh, he slipped through and was able to get 3 yards out of nothing. Dolak finished. Boy, it looked like Jalen Bass, the big defensive tackle, was there to stop the play. But Allen able to squeeze about 3 yards out of it. Second down for Wisconsin.
Yeah, nice job of keeping your feet moving. You're always kind of, as the whistle going to blow? And until it does, keep pushing. And Braylon is able to grab 3.
3 receivers left. C.J. Williams out to the right. Snap to Mordecai. Swings it out left side. 5th catch of the day for Braylon Allen across the 20-yard line. Allen up to the 22. And a penalty marker flies at the end of the play. And another Buffalo defensive player is down and shaken up. Check the penalty call here.
Personal foul, hands to the vase, defense, number 9. 15-yard penalty from the end of the run. Automatic first down.
That's the cornerback, Clavester Hines, senior out of California. Still trying to pick up the number of the injured Buffalo player. 4:09 left in the third quarter, 21-10. Wisconsin leading Buffalo. Penalty will give the Badgers a fresh set of downs at their 37-yard line.
Love what Chim does right there. You know, a lot of times, ref, you don't see a face mask called unless it's on the actual ball carrier running it. That was Chim blocking, and he made sure to let the ref know, hey, old boy's got his hands up in my face. Let's get that flag thrown. He picked up 15.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. And it looks like this is going to turn into a full media timeout. So we'll tell you Wisconsin football is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 4:09 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Buffalo 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your home's exterior with a coordinated look. Get the Treehouse Outdoor Wall Light for $21.97 after 11% rebate. Visit our lighting showroom or check out all our lighting options on Menards.com. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Chop the pin. All Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 4:09 left in the third quarter, 21-10. Wisconsin leading Buffalo, as Patrick talked about. Braylon saw what Chez was doing, so the Wisconsin offense so far has been Braylon running, Braylon running, Braylon running, Braylon catching out of the backfield.
Yeah, a lot of Braylon, obviously Chez with the big plays, but it's these penalties that you're seeing from Buffalo. The big one, I think, a couple series ago, giving back 15, and then here, getting Wisconsin out from the shadows of the goal line in order to get out here. Braylon picking up a couple yards and then adding another 15. And this is where Wisconsin needs to sustain this drive and hopefully put this game away.
Will Pauling will come out slot to the right. C.J. Williams is wide with Chimray D.K. out to the left. Allen remains in the game and running back to the right of Tanner Mordecai for the Badger 37-yard line. Quick shot caught by Pauling. Room to the 40. Pauling 45 to the 50. Pauling cutting right inside the 45 and down to the 43-yard line of Buffalo. Marcus Fuqua on the tackle. But this young man can scoot. He can dart. He can move. Will Pauling on the receiving end.
Yeah, and a great job by Mordecai of putting it right on him where he could and then let Pauling to it. But I, again, my eyes always go, Jack Nelson did a great job of hustling downfield, keeping his body out in front, letting Pauling pick up a couple more.
20 yards on the play. Pauling in motion, slot right to the left for the Buffalo 43-yard line. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Braylon. Tanner looking, shuffles right, throws it right, and C.J. Williams unable to stay in bounds. And a penalty marker.
He's out of bounds, came back in.
He took the route out of bounds, you're saying, right?
Okay. Yeah, he was out of bounds. Every time you see a hat flag combo, that's typically what you see.
Yep. Here comes the call.
Receiver stepped out of bounds, came back in, was first to touch the ball. The player was out of bounds, incomplete pass.
Yep, there you go.
Oh.
So it'll be second and 10 at the 43-yard line of Buffalo. I'm telling you, CJ could really be a key player in this receiving core, though. Young man out of modern day high school. Good teammate Joey Bose out there back in the day. And CJ knows that family. Transfer from USC. Williams out wide to the right. Braylon Allen is the running back for the Buffalo 43. And the handoff to Braylon. Room up the middle of the 40. Cutting left. Braylon breaks the tackle. 35-30. Allen to the 20. Allen still up inside the 15. Banging through everybody. And down near the 5-yard line. Attitude run from Braylon Allen. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin.
Great job by Tanner Bordellini of getting downhill after. It's a little draw play, and he's man-on-man on the middle linebacker. Gets just enough. No tug of the jersey there. And then Braylon Allen running through tackles. You don't ever want to be brought down by an ankle tackle and then finishing that run off strong.
From the 6-yard line, pistol formation, handoff to Allen, angles to the right, inside the 5, yes, Allen to the end zone, touchdown Wisconsin. Braylon Allen, a 6-yard run as the Badgers are breaking it open in the third quarter.
Yeah, but Buffalo pulled down on the side. But what I saw there, you're starting to see that physicality. Malman, Fertney, they captured the line of scrimmage. There was big push, and again, you just saw them ride that wave in, and really nice job there by Braylon, but just shoving guys in. Malman's in the end zone. That leads Braylon into getting in the end zone, but just look at how they capture the edge and then let Malman get up on a corner. That's not going to work, and you see Braylon pound his way in for the touchdown.
And another Buffalo player is down and hurt, and injuries are really taking a toll now on Maurice Linguist's team.
Yeah, that's what you always worry about when you're a team coming in. You're from a smaller conference. You don't have the depth that, you know, the Power 5 schools have. And eventually you just hope that you're going to keep leaning and leaning. And Wisconsin, you're seeing that physicality. Everybody is questioning, well, what's that going to look like? This drive was Braylon and a lot of physicality.
And suddenly Braylon Allen has 95 yards. 62 coming on this drive in six carries.
You think any of that was, oh, Chez, 10 for a buck 51. I'm not, let me get into this. This looks fun.
Yeah, no doubt. And, yeah, we're looking down there, and Braylon took a pass on beating up the drum.
Oh, is there still a drum down there?
Oh, yeah, there sure is.
Got one.
Yeah,
I see. There's...
Yeah. The injured player is C.J. Bazile, defensive end. Junior out of New Jersey.
He's had a nice afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You've been seeing him all over the place. So hopefully he's all right.
Walking very slowly. Favoring that right leg. So now Wisconsin with 401 yards of offense, 245 on the ground. 89 of those coming on the Chez Malusi touchdown run earlier this quarter. Nathaniel Vakos ready for the PAT. The Badgers up at the moment, 27-10. And the kick is in the air, make it 28-10. We'll hold it here. 2 minutes, 37 seconds left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 28, Buffalo 10.
Yeah, that was a fun drive, and that was needed. I think you've seen some of the inconsistencies, and I'm sure Coach Fickell was hoping for this type of third quarter where you start playing Wisconsin football, you're leaning on people, you're being physical, you get those big chunk plays, and all of a sudden the energy comes back in the stadium on your sideline, and the defense making plays, getting off the field, and you're letting Buffalo, you're wearing them down, which is what I think everybody thought was going to happen. And now you're starting to see that transpire here in the third quarter.
Is Jack Van Dyke ready to kick off once again? Mentioned 401 yards for Wisconsin, 239 for Buffalo. Nick McMillan and Cole Herity, the deep men now for the Bulls. As Van Dyke on the approach. And the kick is away, and McMillan runs up on it. He'll catch right side at the 7, across the 10. McMillan 15 to the 20, 25-yard line. McMillan across the 30 into the 31-yard line. Good return, and the Bulls will get things started from there. Ohio State leads Indiana 20-3. They're at the end of the third quarter there in Bloomington. Maryland up big over Towson. Purdue losing to Fresno State today. A couple of night games. Illinois at home against Toledo. Penn State will host West Virginia. Safety tandem.
Oh, a little misconduct here.
Or disqualification. First and 10, Buffalo.
I missed that.
I just saw the old misconduct. I didn't see it either. I'm assuming it was some chirping. Or the bench is irritated.
Yeah.
And this is, frustration starts boiling. And, Buffalo, again, give them a ton of credit. Hanging in. And when you start feeling it slip, you start acting out a little bit. And that's now you're putting yourself in a position you lose 10 or 15 yards.
Yeah, you lose 15. Back to the 16-yard line, first and 10. Ron Cook, the running back. Cole Snyder In the gun, two receivers left, two receivers right. Jake Orlando motions to the formation, rolling left. Snyder throwing, and a low pass, incomplete, dangerous pass to Nick McMillan. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage, and it's second and 10 Buffalo at its own 16-yard line.
The helmets are locked up.
Yeah, you're right, Darrell Peterson and Ron Cook.
You always hope the helmet gets locked up. You hope the other person's rational, too. So
that's right. You don't get herky-jerky in that instance. Three receivers left, two on the right for the Buffalo 16-yard line. Second and 10, 2:28 left, third quarter, 28-10. Wisconsin leading Buffalo. Snyder takes the snap, little roll to the left, throws left side, and it's behind Cole Harity, almost able to reach back and pull it in. Unable to at the 20-yard line of the near side. Not a good throw from Snyder there, and the Bulls now have a third and 10 at their own 16-yard line.
Yeah, and now you're starting to see, you know, Buffalo can't, they can't stay comfortable. They're in a position now where they have to throw the football, and Wisconsin knows that.
Three safety look, Preston Zachman in there. The Travion Blaylock, Hunter Wohler creeping up well into the box. Third down and 16 for the Bulls at their own 16-yard line. Third down and 10, beg your pardon, for the Bulls at their 16. Empty backfield, three receivers left, two on the right. Snyder checking off at the line of scrimmage. Play clock at two, at one, and they just get the snap away. Swinging it right side to Cook, and Alexander Smith right there immediately takes care of Ron Cook at the line of scrimmage, which is the 16 of Buffalo. And it's three and outs. The Bulls are punting from deep in their own territory.
Yeah, ball comes out quick, and you know, Buffalo hoping they got to the side of the field where it was one-on-one, and if Smith doesn't make that tackle, probably picks up a first down. But you're seeing, I'm sure this is going to be very welcome from Coach Fickell. You're seeing the tackling improve. It's much better than what it was, and you always, that's one of the things you worry about coming into a season, and you want to see that progression, and you're seeing it.
Larry with some pressure gets the kick away. Chimray DK will catch at the 38-yard line. Moving up the middle, cutting right across the 40, 45, still up. Chimray pulled down at midfield. Good return from Chimray DK. That was Red Murdoch in punt coverage. 46-yard punt, 11 on the return. And the Badgers will start at the midfield stripe. A minute 41 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 28, Buffalo 10.
This is where it'd be fun to see something up top. If we can get Skylar Bell back out here, let's get us a big tutter to Skylar. Get him back on track from the drop earlier. Lengthen this thing out. Get this thing put away here before jump around.
Bell slot right, motions to the left. Ches Malusi in there at running back from the 50-yard line, first and 10. Mordecai will hand to Malusi. Going north-south, and gets his legs cut out from under him by Max Michelle, the defensive end, at the 48-yard line of Buffalo. A gain of two for Malusi. Second down and eight for the Badgers. Inside a minute and a half left of the third quarter. Tucker Ashcraft, the tight end, motions left to right. Mordecai back to throw, looking under pressure, fires to the right, open is Ashcraft, catching inside the 30, 25-yard line, popped to the turf by Grant at the 24 of Buffalo, and Tucker Ashcraft will limp a bit to the Badgers sideline. Well, his freshman making an impression here for Wisconsin this afternoon.
Yeah, hopefully he's all right, because he has really showed up today in a big way, both blocking, and also he's had a couple of really nice plays, and that's a position where there's not a lot of depth, and you like his emergence in his first game.
DK, Rucci, and Bell out to the left. Bryson Green to the right. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Buffalo 24-yard line. 40 seconds left, third quarter, and a Buffalo player goes down, and he gets Jalen McNeil again, who is really trying to play through it. He's been down a couple of times and being looked at right now. So that'll stop the clock with 36 seconds left in quarter number three, 28-10, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's amazing what a little success will do. And, you know, it just felt like this game, it was, you know, kind of a slog early on, first half, and you come out of the second half, and I'm sure there was, you know, a lot of energy in that halftime locker room. And you just sometimes need one play to kind of break it open. And the Ches Malusi play, what he was able to do with that 89-yard touchdown run, it completely has changed the complexion of this football game. And now you see the confidence of everybody feeding off of that.
Yeah, I think during the week, just, you know, talking to people, just trying to manage expectations, there's such excitement about this team and what it's doing, you know, especially offensively. You expect it to look choppy at times, but you hope there are some splash plays, and we've seen a couple of those here. Yeah, you're just looking for that put-away punch. Up 18 here late in the third quarter. So Jalen McNair again walking slowly over to the Buffalo sideline.
Seconds for a defensive injured player. The clock will start on my wind.
So from the Buffalo 24, DK Rucci and Bell to the left, Rice and Green to the right. Ches Belusi in there at running back as the clock is running now, down to 33 seconds left of the third quarter. Mordecai on first and 10 gets the snap. He'll hand it to Belusi, plants off to the right side, and he'll fight his way to the 20-yard line. Marcus Fook with a safety is there to cover him up. 20 seconds left of the third quarter.
Nice job there by Malman, the right tackle, sealing his guy. Fertney did a nice job of covering up his guy off of the right guard and allowed Belusi to pick up a couple.
7 seconds left in the third quarter, and Mordecai is going to let the game clock wind down as we have hit the end of the third quarter in Madison. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you, and we are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. At the end of three, Wisconsin 28, Buffalo 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Mike Heller back with you at Camp Randall Stadium and a scoreboard update. Let's go to the top 25 and the Big Ten. Ohio State leads at Indiana 20-3, 12 minutes to play in the fourth quarter there. We take you to the national scene here today. None of the games that are involving top 25 are close. Oregon leads 64-7 in the third. Washington up 21-9 over Boise State at last report. Notre Dame 56-3. Earlier today, though, Colorado behind Shedeur Sanders. That's Prime Sun. 510 yards passing, four touchdowns. Michigan, number two in the country, won earlier today. So did Iowa.
Are you ready? It's time. Jump around at Camp Randall Stadium.
Get up, stand up.
solid sway of the radio booth.
Really nice. Yeah.
That's well done. Mid-season form. Here we go. Start of the fourth quarter. Badgers a second and six at the Buffalo 20-yard line. Trips to the left. Hand off Chesmalusi. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and does well to get back to it. Grant, the safety, gets there. And Cameron Old to defensive end as well. So it's third down for Wisconsin as we get underway in the fourth quarter. 28-10. The Badgers lead Buffalo. Braylon Allen checks in for Chesmalusi.
Yeah, pulled the right guard, right tackle. Malman and Fertney, and Buffalo kind of backplayed it, chased the pullers, and were able to get in the backfield.
On third down, Mordecai back to throw, swings it right side. That is caught by Bryson Green, and he gets smacked right away at the 19 or the 18-yard line. Good work from Alante Struthers out of the secondary. So credit to Buffalo working hard. The ball at the 19-yard line. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. That's the good news. They're in the red zone. The bad news is it's fourth and five, and they'll settle for a field goal try from Nathaniel Vacos, 37-yard attempt. With Ohio University last year, he was 19 of 23 with a long of 55. Lines are down. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick is away from Vacos, and it is good. Nathaniel Vacos. Big, strong leg. Pops it through, and the lead is 21 for Wisconsin. And we'll take a break. A minute 15 gone by in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin 31, Buffalo 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We've got you covered.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh,
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Nathaniel Vacos with a 37-yard field goal. 31-10, Wisconsin leads Buffalo with 13:45 remaining as we check in again with Patrick Herb.
Buttercup being serenaded throughout the stadium now. It's that time of the game. But it's year 26 of Jump Around, and I think some of us graybeards maybe kind of take for granted how awesome the tradition is. So it was really fun to watch this new staff, all the new players on this team, take in their first Jump Around for the first time. D-line coach Greg Scruggs was spinning, taking in 360 views. Mike Brown was dancing. Phil Longo, ear to ear, smiling. Now, of course, you could do that when you're up 28-10, as the Badgers were at that moment, but it's still a special tradition. In fact, USA Today just had a survey among fans, and it was again voted the number one tradition in all of college football.
Yeah, it never gets old, even for us old people. I speak only for myself. You guys are young bucks, Mark and Patrick. Jack Van Dyke with the kick, and that sails beyond the end zone for the touchback.
What year is that? 20, how many? 26?
Yeah.
26 years ago. Now I'm feeling old. Not as old as you, but old enough. Yeah, it's been really cool to see the, you know, Ryan Sundrup, Eric Weiston, guys I played with get a, you know, win an Emmy.
Jen Latta, congratulations.
Jen did an awesome job of presenting that, and it is the coolest. People have tried to recreate it. You can't do it anywhere but here.
Here we go from the 25 of Buffalo, first and 10. Quick pass right side, Booby Curry, and he gets labeled by Kamoi Latu behind the line of scrimmage at the 22-yard line. You can just see this confidence growing with the Badgers defense.
You do, and you see the tackling improve, and you know, that's you could say a lot of different things, but that's reps and not doing it in training camp. Now you've had a half. You've been scolded a little bit, and the tackling has been much better.
Caden Johnson among the outside linebackers, along with Jeff Petroski. Nizer Forcurine working the corner spot opposite Ricardo Holman. Trips to the left. Second down and 13, Buffalo at its own 22. Back to throw Snyder. Whips it to the right, and that's through the hands of Ron Cook. Incomplete. Petroski was over there in coverage, and it's third down and 13, Buffalo at its own 22-yard line. James Thompson Jr. along with Gio Paez in the defensive line for Wisconsin now. Three safety look with Hunter Wohler creeping up into the box. Three receivers left, two on the right. Empty backfield for the quarterback, Cole Snyder, who today is 19 of 31 for 141 yards. Buffalo just 1 of 11 on third down today. And it's third down and 13 now. Snyder. Quick pass inside to Johnson across the 25 and up to the 29-yard line. Marlon Johnson, fifth-year senior, will be stopped well short of the first down. Jake Cheney over there again for Wisconsin. And it's fourth down and 6 for Buffalo as the offense stays on the field. The Bulls at their own 29-yard line. 12:40 remaining, 31-10, Wisconsin. Buffalo went for it a lot last year, 22 of 36 going for it on fourth down. Figure here, nothing to lose. Three receivers right, two on the left. Snyder looking, pressured, throwing, and it is caught by Johnson. First down. Boy, what a throw. Good concentration from Johnson. Jason Matry on the coverage, and that's first down for Buffalo.
Yeah, really nice patience there by Snyder to kind of sit there and allow that route to come open and then have to deliver between two Badgers.
From the 36 of Buffalo, first and 10, Snyder fakes the handoff, whips it over the middle. Harity the catch, now breaks to his left across midfield. Travion Blaylock, the safety, up to wrap him up at the 49-yard line of Wisconsin. So Buffalo back in some rhythm offensively. 11:50 remaining, 31-10, Wisconsin. Ruby Curry out wide to the left with Nizer Forcurine on him. Johnson and Harity out to the left as well. And Snyder gets the snap, hands it into the line, inside the 45-yard line, and driving near the 40 is Ron Cook. Good hard run for the fifth-year senior. Gain of 9, or close to 9. Let's see where they mark it at the 41 of Wisconsin. So a gain of 8, second down and 2. Quickly into the line of scrimmage, the Buffalo offense. Snyder will hand it to Cook again, trying to break to the right side. Tripped up by Hunter Wohler. Good open field stop at the 40-yard line. Wohler, the junior out of Muskego, making the play, and it's third down and 1 for Buffalo.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him and watch what, you know, Tressel is able to do with Hunter, because if you move him around, you saw his athleticism right there, out in space, being able to get him down, setting up a third and short.
Badgers have Rodas Johnson, Ben Barton, and Gio Paez on the defensive line. Third down, about a half yard to go. Inside the 40-yard line, Wisconsin territory. A direct snap to Ron Cook, trying to pick his way up the middle, and he is stopped short. They had the quarterback Snyder lined up to the right. We'll see what kind of spot Cook gets. They need the 39. I don't think he got there.
Not with that spot.
No, sir. Nothing happening. So still at the 39 and a half. It's fourth down. They just hit on fourth down a moment ago, so why not try it again? 10-10 remaining, 31-10 Wisconsin leads Buffalo. This time they'll break their huddle. They'll bunch up at the line of scrimmage. Booby Curry, single wide receiver to the right. Snyder will take it and try to just wedge his way to the line to gain, and boy, it's still very, very close. And a pile like this, and see where they end up spotting the football. And it still might, it looks like it's going to be short. And in such a pile, that could be a really tough video review, too, because you've got to try to find the football. They will measure. I'm thinking he may be the at least half the length of a football short, maybe a little bit more.
If they needed the 39, he didn't get it. Again, that short yardage has been, you know, third down has been tough for, you know, Wisconsin's defense has been great on third down. Buffalo is 1 of 13. Fourth down, we've seen this stop already before, and trying to go back to that well of shove, shove, shove on a quarterback sneak, and we're hoping they're short.
They bring out the chain. They will stretch said chain. And he will be a little short as the Wisconsin Badgers defense rises up and turns back Buffalo on fourth down and a half a yard. So 9:35 remaining, 31-10, Wisconsin leading Buffalo.
Yeah, what you're always looking for, too, from, you know, when you're a new staff is, all right, what are we good at? What you start building confidence off of that, and getting off the field on third down, obviously important, but this short yardage defense and being able to stuff Buffalo, who's Buffalo's run the ball pretty well, shutting them down on fourth down a couple times.
We'll take a break. 9:35 remaining, Wisconsin 31, Buffalo 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Just Hatch touchdown tastes great teamwork. A successful farm tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 9:35 remaining, Wisconsin 31, Buffalo 10. They're emptying the tank now with the music. It's Sweet Caroline. Now they got a little ABBA going.
That's your jam?
Any requests from you?
Yeah, anytime we can get some Killers, I'm on board with that. Okay, Mr. Brightside. It's been a very Mr. Brightside type of second half of football for the Wisconsin Badgers. So, yeah, that would be my... Hey, you know what? We should probably pay homage to Jimmy. Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Did you ever see him live?
I have.
So have I, twice at Alpine Valley. Oh.
It was always great that he loved coming here, and you were able to get down there. I don't know how many years in a row he came, but yeah, I could see you as a parrot head.
Oh, yeah, that was me. He was great. A lifestyle. Just shy of the 40-yard line, Wisconsin territory. First and 10 for the Badgers. Up by 21 points with 9.5 minutes remaining. Braylon Allen still in there at running back. Mordecai back to throw, looking, and he'll check it down. That's caught by Allen, and he gets popped to the turf at the 42-yard line. Monte Struthers over there, gain of a couple.
That takes really good discipline by Tanner Mordecai, because that was a shot play.
Mm-hmm.
That was, we are going to bury you right here, and give Buffalo credit. They kept their safety and ended up coming back, and he took the check down, even though I know he didn't want to.
Three receivers left, one to the right. On second down, Mordecai swings it to the left, caught by Allen, and he got hit by Clavester Hines. He was all over it. just across the 40 to the 41-yard line. That is the seventh reception for Braylon today. Modest yardage off of it, but he talked about wanting 50 catches.
Yeah,
this
I thought he was joking. I thought he was joking it, but obviously that's something, you know, for his career aspirations, is he's going to want to eventually go to the NFL. That's something he's going to want to continue to improve on. So, well on his way to getting to 50.
A timeout taken by Buffalo. The Badgers have a third down and 9 at their 41-yard line. 8 minutes, 32 seconds remaining. 31-10, Wisconsin.
This is the part of the games that I was curious when you hear Phil Longo talk on kind of the approach and what they're thinking about doing. Are you going to continue to do that even when you're ahead and slow it down? Two throws here, up 21.
Give it a run. He wants to give it a run. We'll take a break. Badgers up 21 here in the fourth quarter. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
As the Badger fight song says, forward is our driving spirit. And Team Chevrolet couldn't agree more. Driving forward with brand new players like the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. Starting at $21,495. MSRP excludes tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Dealer sets the final price. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Time to spotlight today's best of the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. I don't want to overthink this. Maybe a difference maker was Ches Malusi's 89-yard run.
No, let's overthink it. Let's dig deep. It not only obviously a touchdown and a big play, but it just completely changed, I think, the attitude and the energy of everybody in this building, and it was such a great play that I think that was about as easy of a call as you could have had.
Don't want to drop the easy ones.
That's true.
89-yard touchdown run that gave the Badgers a 21-10 lead in the third quarter. Third down and 9 for the Badgers at their 41-yard line. Tucker Ashcraft out to the left. Vinny Anthony among three receivers to the right. Wisconsin today 3 out of 9 on third down. Mordecai back to throw. A little pressure coming. Tanner throws, and that's intercepted by Dolak at the 40. Right side, 35-30, 25-20. Sean Dolak inside the 15. Slowed down by Mordecai, and then Joe Huber pushed him out of bounds. As Sean Dolak, the outstanding linebacker, comes up with the interception. Second one thrown today by Tanner Mordecai, and Buffalo has it deep in Wisconsin territory.
Hey, Tanner just didn't see Dolak. A little cross, a blitz, and he faded back in, kind of in a drop zone, and Tanner was not looking there. Made the catch. That is the last thing you want to do when you have a team sitting here ready to get buried. Give them credit. Give Dolak credit. Big play to keep his team in it.
Yeah, he was trying to get that pass to Vinny Anthony, but Dolak was right there for the pick. 8:23 remaining. First and 10, Buffalo at the Wisconsin 11-yard line. Trips to the left. Cook is the running back. Parody, McMillan, and Morrow are the receivers on the left side for the Bulls. Play clock is at 8. Cook will shift to the left of the quarterback. Snyder takes a snap. Little roll to the left. Throwing left side and a low pass, and not able to gather it is Cole Harity. Well, out in front of him and knee high, unable to catch it. Second down and 10, Buffalo at the Wisconsin 11-yard line.
Kind of an inordinate amount of rolls to the left.
Yep.
That's, I think, the third or fourth one in this half. And I think sometimes you do it just to break tendencies, but maybe he really enjoys. I've met a lot of right-handed quarterbacks that love doing that.
Buffalo's offense in the second half, they've had four punts and lost possession on downs. Great opportunity here to get in the end zone for the second time. Here's the handoff to Cook off the right side, inside the 10, cutting outside the numbers. Cook inside the 5, and he is popped out of bounds by Hunter Wohler. Isaiah Forcurine over there as well. They'll place at the 3. Third down and 2 for Buffalo. 8:10 remaining. 31-10. Wisconsin leads Buffalo.
Yeah, kind of just hung behind his line. Didn't look like there was a lot there. And then just kind of did a little quick shift. Jumped out, a little jump cut, and was able to pick up a quick 8.
All right, 3rd and 2 at the Wisconsin 3. Trips to the left again. Morrow, McMillan, and Herity. Snyder gets the snap, looking to throw, floats it left side, end zone, wide open, Herity over the shoulder, catch, touchdown, Buffalo. Got behind Travion Blaylock, and the Bulls capitalize on the miscue from Wisconsin.
Look kind of similar to that first touchdown where you ran a little interference on one side and then ran up basically a corner fade to the back pylon, and Snyder's thrown it beautifully on both of those throws and got a touchdown.
Yep, to Herity again. 31-16, Wisconsin, 7:43 to play. Alex McNulty with the extra point try. And it is good. So the Bulls within a couple of scores here. 31-17, Wisconsin, as we'll keep it here.
I felt like I heard you do a Nick Saban eat. Was I hearing things before?
I think you're hearing things.
Okay.
Or maybe I did. I don't know.
All right. Well,
oh,
so,
I got you a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's the part I was wondering.
Yeah, I think I did do that.
When you get, yeah. I loved it. I was going to jump in. I want to interrupt you as you're dialing up the play. But I think that this is a case where the intrigue of what this newness is.
Yep.
Because in the old days, and I don't want to be that guy, but you're up 21, you're going to pound the pill.
Yep.
And you're just going to hand, you line up and jumbo and pound it, and that's not what we're doing. And I think skeptics are going to say, well, that's why you don't do that. So now you see, now it's down to a 14-point game. You stick with what you're doing, and you're going to continue to improve on it. There's going to be some growing pains within that. That right there was a Kirk Cameron moment. You remember that show? Growing Pains?
That's big time. That's a little throwback. Another throwback reference there.
Uh-oh.
Onside kick, little middle dribble, but the Badgers are there to cover it up. That was Hawken Anderson down there and to make the play for Wisconsin. You bring a little growing pains reference?
Alan Pick.
Okay.
Nice job there by Wisconsin special teams to be ready. You should always be on high alert, but you see what Buffalo is doing here. A lot of times you get behind by 21, you're a smaller school, and it's 4th and 8, I think, is when they went for it from down here. You're going to just punt it away and let's get on the bus, let's take our check and get out of town. Buffalo's sticking with it. Now down 14, tries a surprise onside kick, give Wisconsin credit. Ready for it, covered it. Now Wisconsin needs to go down and finish this thing off.
With that first group out there on offense, 3 receivers right, Hayden Rucci, one of them. The tight end will motion to the left. Chimre DK wide left, snap to Mordecai. He'll hand it to Braylon Allen inside the 45 to the 40-yard line. Allen 35, Allen down to the 30-yard line of Buffalo. And that was Dolak on the tackle. As Allen pops free down to the 30-yard line of the Bulls.
Yeah, you almost saw Braylon welcoming contact. Yep, come on, let's go. Let's see what you got. He gets that head of steam going, and he is ready. He is not someone that's not willing to take on some contact. He was welcoming it right there.
111 rushing yards now and 15 carries for Allen. Mordecai gives it to him again. Braylon off the left side gets the edge outside the numbers. 30, 25-yard line. That is forced out of bounds by Clevester Hines at the 22 of Buffalo, a gain of 8.
And he's showing his wisdom a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a case where probably the young 18, 6, whatever he was, 16, the myth goes, that time, out of bounds, pick up your 8 yards and just jut out of bounds.
How many times did you hear that 2 years ago? You know, he's only 17. Will Pauling slot left, motions to the right for the Buffalo 22-yard line. Mordecai gives it to Allen again, picks his way through inside the 20, cutting to the right, has the edge, outside the numbers, 10, 5, touchdown, Braylon Allen! 22-yard run for Allen. And it's 37-17, Wisconsin.
Love the patience there. It was not there immediately, kind of let some stuff wash down, let his blockers come through, and Braylon Allen continues to show a great second half of football. Sees it, great jump cut, and again, as we see when there's long touchdown runs, the willingness of blocking by the wide receivers. Will Pauling with a nice block there to finish that touchdown off.
Braylon 141 rushing yards, Ches Malusi 157, Nathaniel Vakos with the extra point, and he pops it through with 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play. 38-17 Wisconsin. We are back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin, 6:38 remaining. Wisconsin 38, Buffalo 17. Braylon Allen, a 22-yard touchdown run. Pretty good tandem today. 141 for Braylon Allen, 157 for Ches Malusi.
Yeah, really nice second half. I thought early on running the football, there was some nice stuff. It was nothing gashing like what we've seen. And that, again, I think when we think Wisconsin football, we think physical. We think wearing people down. And that part is not going to change. And I think Coach Fickell has been abundantly clear on saying that. And today is proof's in the pudding when you have 297 yards on 35 totes.
Let's send it downstairs again. Check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
That's the fourth time that Ches Malusi and Braylon Allen have each gone over 100 yards in the same game. Wisconsin is on the verge of being 4-0 in those games. One thing I was curious about is when this team gets a lead, will they still run at the same tempo of offense when the clock is running late? And I think you saw a little bit of a slowdown there. Wisconsin snapped the ball at 17 on the clock on each of those last couple snaps. So where it was about 22-23 most of this game, I guess that's a slowdown for this team, right? That's four corners offense, I guess.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned in the pregame, Wisconsin, compared to Longo's offense at North Carolina, Carolina would snap it about 5 seconds earlier on the play clock than Wisconsin. And with Mordecai, it was even more than that. They played it at an even faster pace at SMU. Jack Van Dyke to kick off. Lamar Sperling is deep along with Nick McMillan. The shadows now all across the field. Maybe lowering the temperature by a couple of degrees as Van Dyke's kick hits the back end of the end zone again, and a touchback. The Bulls start at their 25-yard line. Great time of year. The college football season underway. The Packers open a week from tomorrow at Chicago. We saw a couple of your old teammates going to the Packers Hall of Fame on Thursday night, right, Tosh?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's always great. It's so tough to get together with guys now unless it's a funeral or a wedding, and to celebrate the Josh and Jordy's career was a ton of fun this weekend.
Good time had by all. First down handoff across the 25 and up to about the 28-yard line. Jaquez Barksdale getting a tote. Thought maybe we would see Sperling, their outstanding freshman running back. He rushed for about 1,800 yards in the playoffs last year in high school. In six playoff games for the year, he rushed for nearly 4,000 yards. You get crazy numbers sometimes in high school. That's really crazy.
That's pretty good.
That's very crazy. Snyder throws over the middle and is able to squeeze it through to Booby Curry, who got sandwiched by Jordan Turner and Nizir Forkurine. A yard short of the first down. Third down and one, Buffalo at its own 34-yard line.
You definitely feel the intensity. The middle linebackers, I'd be curious if there was a little conversation. Definitely playing faster than what we saw in that first half.
And the officials step in here.
Previous play is under further review.
Nervous about
potential targeting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that.
At this stage of the game, of course, that if it is a targeting, that would take the player out of the first half of next week's game.
I don't know why we haven't fixed that yet. The whole idea on what's what with that. We'll see if this is. I hope it's not. But anytime there's those passes over the middle and you get a big hit like that, I always get a little nervous.
Yeah, the helmet from Jordan Turner was lowered, that's for sure. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. The helmet started to lower. It just did. Now, was it the crown of the helmet that made contact there? And that's what they're checking out.
Oh, upstairs. Dean will tell us.
Yep.
Can't hear him, but I'm sure Dean's telling you.
I'm not sure it's the crown of the helmet.
So is it even if you go to the head or neck, what about the chest plate?
Well, if it's the crown of the helmet, if you agree with that, it's true, yeah. Well, they have been able to reduce the number of these types of penalties. You know, it's something that no official up in the replay booth wants to call, but
yeah. No, and I give credit where credit is due. The player safety part of it, you needed to crack down on what was going on. I think there's malicious intent, and then there's the accidental, yep. And yeah.
Here comes the call.
After further review, defender number 54 lowered his head and hit a defenseless receiver with the crown of his helmet. Therefore, personal foul targeting number 54 defense. Number 54 is disqualified from the game.
And that will keep Jordan out of the first half of next week's game at Washington State. You can imagine Luke Fickell is not at all happy with that decision. And that's putting it mildly. Yeah, I'm with you. I get calling it. It's, you know, the penalty of it. I mean,
yeah,
just
really
go 15
penal.
Yards. And
yeah,
do
I
that.
Think if it's something really malicious, which we still see occasionally, I think everybody is educated enough now, but that is what stinks. You get the 15 yards, okay, but that was not some malicious headhunting operation. Is it by the letter of the law? Probably. But to have to miss half of next week's game, I really wish the NCAA would look at doing some things maybe a little more on a scale than what they do. It can't just all be uniform.
Yep, nope, I agree. For the 49-yard line of Buffalo, first and 10 for the Bulls. A Snyder back to throw, pressure up the middle. They drop it off to Barksdale, and he is brought down by Nizir Forkurine, a man out of Grand Valley State. Stops Barksdale after a gain of a couple to the 49 of Wisconsin. Matt Mitchell, the Badgers outside linebacker coach, was the head coach and a real successful one at Grand Valley State, a Division II program. Forkurine originally was going to go to Vanderbilt, and then the opportunity to get in the depth here. Here's a tough pass. There's kind of a throwaway there, a dangerous one as Snyder trying to check down to Barksdale. Sails incomplete. Darryl Peterson on the coverage. It's third down and 8 for Buffalo at the Badgers 49-yard line.
Yeah, you're starting to see a lot more pressure put on Snyder, and that's leading to some, you know, errant throws and some of the other things that you're always hoping for.